kids be talking shit to you, and then they be like knowing everything. I just tell them to watch for the hook.
Man, she had me all off my game on that one. I'm so good at
it. Welcome to Watch for the Hook Wednesday.
Hey, hey now, it's Tatiana.
With Michael Parker. Parker, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sitting up here, doing a whole bunch of random stuff.
Yeah, I need you to pay attention.
I'm in. I'm locked in.
All right, locked in and loaded. So when this episode comes out, it's going to be business tax season.
That's right.
It's the month of March. And
what's on you, taxes? That mean it's new vehicles for everyone. Let me stop.
No. So them taxes you talking about is doing.
You're right.
Personal tax.
You know what? Thank you for clearing that up for me.
What we talking about is the month of March is for business owners.
March 15th.
You got to file your what? Business taxes. So what me and Ms. Park going to talk about is how or why you should file your business taxes.
Well, can you file taxes on your business? Okay, so, are you obligated to file taxes on your business?
Well, there's one hard, really hard way to understand.
If your business
is worth filing taxes over.
Yeah.
Do you have an employee identification number?
EIN.
You know who gives you that EIN? The IRS. The Internal Revenue Service. If Uncle Sam done sent you a letter.
Done sent.
Done. D-O-N-T. Done sent you a letter. File your goddamn taxes.
I thought you were going to say IRA.
Internal Revenue Services will keep an eye on all businesses that have an employee identification number / taxpayer ID. If your small business has
SBA
ain't got no employer identification number, then the IRS won't fuck with you.
Not looking for you because you a side hustle.
Now, like I say, for those folk who say their business is a side hustle,
that's fine.
Then that means that you are probably legally or illegally making money and not reporting it to Uncle Sam. So let me tell you, for folks that making money, you need to file your business tax.
And they have to be filed. Or, hold on. The deadline to file.
This year.
Typically precedes.
The month of April.
The personal deadline.
Yes. So, for all our business folks. Your LLCs, your small S-Corps.
Your S-Corps, your...
Listen. If your ass has a EIN number, I don't care if you made negative $22.78. Please file your business tax.
Because they have on file. If you are paying your monthly, quarterly, yearly taxes with the state that you're registered with. So
that's another tax. So we're going to tell you. So we are in the state of Arkansas. Every month of May, we have to pay a franchise business tax.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. That's due in May for us folks that live in the state of Arkansas and have a business that is filed in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, I be forgetting about that.
So what we telling y'all is, pay your goddamn tax.
Yeah, if you forget, they'll remind you.
Oh, they can remind the hell out of you.
Email, snail mail.
Mail.
Yeah, any of that.
Hey. Some folk may call your ass.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Parker.
Hello. Is it me that you're looking for?
You owe the state some money.
Money. So just keep it a buck. Like for us, we have a business license tax due January 1.
I'll be forgetting about that one too. But that's you remember tax. That stuff. I'll be like, what happened?
That's a tax.
It is.
The city of Little Rock makes us pay a tax for having a business.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. When we are talking about the game of paying your taxes, filing your taxes, listen, you're going to pay multiple taxes,
rounds, and iterations
per year on your businesses. And so for us, M&T Parker LLC is our business.
Yep.
We have a DBA doing business as Watch for the Hook. And speaking of Watch for the Hook, I'm by www.watch4thehook.com.
Yep.
Check out our latest apparel. Listen, me and Ms. Parker are always working to make things better.
All right, absolutely.
And so when we're giving y'all this information, for some people, it may not even be for the person who already has a business.
Right.
We're giving you this information for people who are thinking about having a business.
Yeah, or you have one and you just haven't done that yet. I'm about to start sneezing, so.
Gotcha. And if you are thinking about starting a business or a apparel line, come by.
Sorry.
Bless you. www.watchforthehook.com. Click on that podcast monetization free call.
That's right.
That call gives you 30 minutes free for you. Expensive to us.
Yeah.
Because
time. It's our time.
Is the most expensive thing you can never get back.
Absolutely.
Me and Ms. Parker want to sit down, talk with you, and see if this is the avenue that you're willing to go down. Because at the end of the day, this is a labor of love.
It is.
And me and Ms. Parker have multiple labors of love.
Yep. And we nurtured them.
And we talked about it in one of the other episodes, nurturing your business.
Yep.
Now you nurture your business, pay your goddamn taxes.
Keep it in business.
Keep
it in good standing.
Snackle.
That's right.
Church, have you ever heard when somebody said, man, my business ain't in good standing? You know what that means? They on the road to ruin.
They are. Because let me tell you something else. If 9 times out of 10, if you try to go to a lender and you want to get something tied to that LLC, that EIN, tax ID, whatever, they're going to check with the state to ensure that it is within good standing before they even go down the road to decide whether or not they want to lend to you.
And you know how you stay in good standing? Hey, yo, goddamn
pay taxes. Pay January,
February, March, May, August. Listen, one thing you got to understand, when the bill comes due,
yeah,
make sure by the end of that calendar year, by December 1st,
pay it.
Because this is the thing. You will have some time. And then they're going to give you what? Penalties.
They will. They'll give you penalties.
For taking your time.
Yeah, you might be, you know, worth your while to
delay it.
Delay or eat that penalty cost. You might have $20, $30. You know, that's two. That's fine.
30, 60, 90.
But pay it.
So this is right. You get past 90, they're going to hit you with that not in good standing.
Yeah.
Most tax people, tax collectors for businesses, they'll give you a 3-month window when the time is due. When that 90, when you hit 91, they gonna flip a switch, but they not gonna tell you they flipped a switch on your business.
Like nobody notified. Now, granted, it hasn't happened to us, and I don't plan on it happening to us, but yeah, that's the kind of stuff they don't give you no warnings about.
And this is the thing. This is why this is the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. We telling y'all, this shit happens daily.
It does. It does. It happens to the best of us.
Listen, y'all have, if you are my age, I'm just going to age me. Age
like he.
You can go back in the last, let's go back to the pandemic. How many companies have filed bankruptcy?
A lot.
When you file bankruptcy, that means your company is no longer in good standing.
Nope.
It means you cannot financially support your business.
Nope.
You know one of the main reasons they could not financially support their business? They could not pay the taxes that was due.
Nope.
Those taxes are one of the first things that will ring the bell to somebody who did not know you existed.
Right.
And when you get the bill wrong on your business, your LLC, your S Corp, your SBA, Small Business Association, whatever it is, you then get highlighted in a negative fashion.
Yeah, they start putting you out there on blast. And then the old people read the newspapers. They see all your business out there. You're not up to par financially.
The old word, it used to be called an expose. People used to write exposés to expose bad business practice.
Yeah, that's a bad business practice right there.
Well, the internet took over the exposés. The linkage of these websites, they, like I said, when they hit the switch, you don't know they put a spotlight on your business in a negative way. What happens is somebody be like, hey,
somebody said, what I heard was, that's that spotlight.
Well,
people have something to talk about.
People be like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? And, you know, next thing I know, the door's closed and it's a note in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them notes say closed due to not paying taxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It will say that.
Like, it will put you on front street.
It will say that closed due to health department code violations. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Those are bad things. And so what we're giving you opportunities and understanding is your taxes are one of the first things that will take you down a long and arduous road to ruin.
Yeah, it will.
And when you look at it, people got to understand, what you think can wait, everything is on the clock.
It is. Tick, tick, tick.
Tick, 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 tick.
Really? No, that's Michael Myers.
I know. But what you got to understand is, when we're talking about properly filing your taxes, you have to meet those deadlines.
You do. You should.
And if you... And certain agencies will give you extensions.
They will.
So if you are a business owner and you are right now in a what they call a suffrage area, which means you're suffering financially, you can ask for an extension on filing your business taxes.
And in a sense, paying a late penalty is an extension.
And you know what? Take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's an extension.
Because one thing about it, it's better to be in business then be out of business.
That's right.
And so you got to think about that. And for I'm going to say just not us. A lot of people that are in business, and I've heard this a few times, not a few, a lot of times, don't understand business.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, I'm just going to make money. Well, Uncle Sam, the Internal Revenue Services, who is that guy? For every dollar that you make, which is called earned income.
That's right. And not the credit.
The United States Internal Revenue Service says the United States government, United States as a whole, is entitled to a portion of that money.
Yes.
Of the earned income.
It's a tax.
So when you're side hustling, business hustling, pop-up shopping, hustling, on the weekend I'm at the thing, or I got a business website, I'm e-commercing or non-commercing, or I got this shirt that I done dropped down and...
Or DM me.
Yeah.
To place your order.
Listen.
Yeah.
Him again.
Watch.
When you putting on Facebook or any of these other social media places, I got this for 25. DM me.
Yeah.
Huh? Somebody watching.
And it ain't Facebook Marketplace.
Somebody watching.
When you selling your own personal goods.
Personal.
Personal goods.
They are looking at you and your business.
Yep, they are.
What you have to understand is a bill is always due. And that's for real.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't get a dollar. $1. And don't think the United States government don't want a piece of it.
Yeah, that's an interest rate tied to it.
Yes. Y'all think it's funny. Some people think, oh, no, it ain't like that. Yes, it is. Real business owners understand. By March, middle of March, which is normally the time frame, we have to legally file our business taxes.
Yeah, we do.
Then, for people who file their business taxes, you can then take a part of that filing, go into April, and file it with your personal tax.
But once you start going down those roads, I'm hoping at that point you're using like a CPA, a person that knows the rules, the regulations, the guidelines. They know what they're doing. They are skillfully trained. They are experts in their area. This is what they do. This is why you pay them the fee that you pay them. So that's a whole nother road right there. Moral of the story is, make sure you file. Make sure you file in time. If you don't file or you are opting to delay, if there is an extension to file, make sure you file the extension. Because if you are obligated to file, then that means you have a record of that business on file at the EIN level.
As Parker just basically told y'all, if you got a business, do not file with a computer.
If you can help it, like bypass the logging in.
What she's saying is the computer will not find you the proper deductions to help your business.
More than likely not. Not like a seasoned, trained individual.
A certified public accountant will understand how to properly tax your business. And properly means whatever you pay out doesn't mean you always have to pay in.
Right.
Whatever you expended, the government will give you some of that back.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it also doesn't mean that the amount of negative you may impact, you will receive back. It doesn't mean that either.
Oh, no. Plus, this is one thing. Your business can be profitable. Make money. That means it's profitable.
Yeah.
But that does not mean you did not expend money to make it profitable.
Yeah.
That is the point of going and understanding how to properly file your taxes. When Ms. Parker always talk about credits and debits.
Yeah.
She is telling y'all, you need to go to a precise human being who you trust with your business who properly give you your proper credits.
Or just simply, file it the correct way.
But I mean,
if you out here, you ain't got no EIN, and ain't nobody checking for you to file no way. So,
but this is one thing we also understand this. Me and you didn't go to tax school,
and wasn't trying to.
Exactly. So there may be
was not interested.
There may be what they call loopholes that your business falls in where you can get a credit. Or some assistance from the Internal Revenue Service that you would not have known if you did not go to a certified public.
Right. That's right.
And so that is why we talk about how to properly file your taxes. We're like, you got to understand, this is what we talk about all the time. It's level to this shit.
It is.
Like me and Ms. Parker helps sign. She can tell you anything epidemiological or...
You just told that word.
Well, yeah, you know. Or healthcare plan wise, Ms. Parker can tell you about these things.
Maybe not.
Well, she can hook you up. Now, me, if you want to ask me, if somebody dumped some crude oil in my backyard, how do I clean that up? That's me. But if you come asking me about how I can help my business with these taxes, I'm going to tell you, you go find a certified
CPA
accountant and take him the proper paperwork that he's asking for.
Yeah, but find a reputable one. But like, matter of fact, look, this is the person I use.
Listen,
and there you go.
And listen, for those people who trust online thing, more power to you. But what I'm going to tell you is, ain't a computer like a man or a woman. The human brain is called human for a reason. They have been studying this from the ground.
They are trained.
And trained.
Yeah.
And so we just want y'all to understand, properly filing your taxes it will.
It will help you in the long run.
It will help save your business. Point blank, period. Listen.
It'll help save you some headache.
Listen, you want Uncle Sam in your life, you're going to fuck around and find out.
Yep.
And it ain't going to be cool. You ain't Donald Trump. You ain't none of these multi-billion dollar corporations that's going to get away with it. They will shut your doors. Point blank, period.
They will.
You will be out of business. And then what you don't understand is even getting put out of business, it will negatively affect your credit.
It will.
Personally.
It will.
Rubber whammy. Your business gone, and then your credit score is in the zeros.
Looking a whole mess.
Did I lie?
Looking a whole mess.
Well, hey, March is tax season. Business tax season.
Yeah, it is.
April is personal tax season. This the word from Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Properly file your business taxes.
That's right.
Catch y'all next time.